U.S. President Joe Biden is set to host his successor Donald Trump at the White House to ensure a smooth transition between administrations. It will be the first meeting between the two men since they squared off in a presidential debate in June. The invitation is a traditional courtesy extended by outgoing presidents. Oh, that's one which Mr. Trump himself did not offer to Mr. Biden in 2020 when he won the election.
Honestly, when it comes to why President Biden is doing this, because he believes in the norms, he believes in our institution, he believes in a peaceful transfer of power.
While in Washington, Mr. Trump will also meet Republican lawmakers and House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson. House Republicans will be holding congressional leadership elections, with Mr. Johnson expected to be re-elected as leader. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump has unveiled more administration picks. The latest names include Fox News host Pete Hegseth as Secretary of Defense, and tech billionaire Elon Musk and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, who will both lead the Department of Government Efficiency. And from what Simon Marks joins us live from Washington, D.C. Simon, we just heard the White House press secretary saying Mr. Biden, his reason for meeting Mr. Trump is he believes in a peaceful transition of power. What can we expect out of talks between the outgoing and incoming presidents?
Well, it's very difficult to know, Wei-Su. The White House has been very opaque about the nature of this meeting. We presume that there will be an opportunity for the press to take some pictures of Joe Biden and Donald Trump, the president-elect, meeting in the Oval Office. It's a coffee meeting, and I suspect the press will be hustled out of the room very rapidly after it begins. This is really part and parcel of the traditions of American government that Donald Trump himself did not adhere to when Joe Biden was the president-elect. Remember that 4 years ago, the Trump transition team was refusing in any way to engage with Joe Biden's incoming administration. So I think that there are questions about how frosty this conversation could be, especially given that Joe Biden has recently in the television debate described Donald Trump as a man with the morals of an alley cat. And Donald Trump has repeatedly and falsely insisted that President Biden is the head of an organized crime family. So we don't know how long this is going to last. We don't know precisely who else is traveling to Washington with President-elect Donald Trump. Clearly, Donald Trump doesn't need the traditional tour of the building. He's been there before. This will be his first return, though, to the White House since he left town the night before Joe Biden's inauguration. Again, flaunting tradition. He wasn't present for Joe Biden's inauguration. Watch, too, for the body language that Biden's staffers present when Donald Trump walks into the building, because it is perfectly possible we'll see a repeat of what happened when Donald Trump first walked into the building during the Obama administration's final days. Large groups of staffers gathered to watch Donald Trump arrive, looking extremely hostile towards the then president-elect. Let's see if we see that again today.
All right, Simon. Something that's come up pretty much every evening we've been speaking to are the new picks for Mr. Trump's new administration when he enters office next year. Department of Government Efficiency, the two men to head that, Elon Musk, and also former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy. What more do we know at this point about this new department?
Well, not very much. I mean, there is no Department of Government Efficiency. It is worth noting that the acronym DOGE, Doge, is reflective of a cryptocurrency that Elon Musk particularly has been touting for many months. But the department doesn't exist. So these are not cabinet-level appointments at this stage. In order for the Department of Government Efficiency to exist, it will require an act of Congress to be passed on Capitol Hill. And we don't know if that's the intent. Were these to be cabinet-level positions, Mr. Musk and Mr. Ramaswamy would both need to divest themselves of their business holdings, which also seems unlikely. But this is an effort by Donald Trump, he says, to make good on generations of pledges unfulfilled by former Republican presidents to shrink the size of government in the daily lives of Americans, to cut down on government waste, government bureaucracy. And he set a target of July the 4th, 2026, to get the job done. Why that date? Because it'll be America's 250th birthday. And he says that will be a wonderful birthday gift to present to the nation.
Oh, thanks. That's Simon Marks reporting live there from Washington, D.C.